Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is MediConnect, MediConnect, MediConnect. For those of you watching live on their Facebook page, of course, it is I, Rob Pratt. We're here at News Radio KDK FM 100.1 AM 1020. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, Lance O'Brien is here today, and we have a lot to get to. 888-818-MEDI. Time is of the essence. December 7th looms. It's just a few weeks away, like as of a week from Monday, so a little over a week away. So you need to make the call, 888-818-MEDI. Lance, good to see you. 888-818-6334. They're standing by right now through a little bit into the noon hour, so don't delay. MediConnectInsurance.com. Where has time gone? Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I love how you put a little Irish flair on my name like that.
Well, can I be honest with you? Tell the audience, one of my all-time favorites, Peggy Finnegan, is getting ready to retire from Channel 11, and I've been thinking about her. She's such a wonderful person as far as this area is concerned. She's done so much for the community. And I just happen to like Irish everything, so I always give it a little roll of the tongue when I say Lance O'Brien, ladies and
there
gentlemen.
There you go. Well, my mom was an O'Hara, and my dad was an O'Brien, so I'm pretty Irish, Rob.
Are you like the real deal? My man.
Well, I didn't personally immigrate, but yeah, I'm pretty much the real deal.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We actually didn't do a whole lot. It was just me, my wife, and the two kids, and their two significant others. We got to FaceTime with our daughter, who's at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio right now. So it was good. How about yourself?
It was good. It was quiet. I was here most of the time with my other family, the radio listeners, and always enjoy that time with them. But the thing that I've noticed as I've been doing it for years on Thanksgiving, except for a handful, those folks like me started young and we're now right now thinking we need to call MediConnect. So it's just so nice that you're there. But the thing that I realize now more than ever, it's not even the Medicare that my parents had or even some of my sisters have. This is a completely new situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to jump into a few things here in a minute, but I do want to take a minute, you know, a week of Thanksgiving, just to thank all our listeners. I know we have some new ones on FM now, and we just really appreciate everyone who tunes in, shares what we do with your friends and family. It really does mean a lot to us. And if you're listening for the first time this morning, I just do want to take a minute. You know, MediConnect is the area's largest independent advisory firm that helps people with their Medicare needs. We're not biased. What that means is, as you know, Rob, because we've been doing this for a couple years, we work with every carrier. We really focus on two things: education, helping people understand how Medicare works and how it works for their personal situation, and then relationally. You know, that's a very important piece of this, Rob, where, you know, we do meet with people year after year. We are available when they have questions throughout the year. So, you know, if you're listening today, we do have advisors standing live. Actually, Rob, and I didn't tell you this, the whole team is in the office this morning. Literally, the whole team is there ready to answer calls and really just be available to help everybody as we kind of get down into crunch time. I mean, we do have a lot to cover today, but you mentioned it. 10 days. That's it. 10 days from today,
over.
And it is over and
out. So call now.
Exactly. So, and again, I failed to mention, but it is a free service. Everything that we do, there's no cost to it. But 10 days left, and then they're locked in at least for the beginning of the year and what their insurance plan is going to look like. And, you know, we've been taking a ton of calls and, you know, this year, I think one of the things that we really want to focus on is we've seen Medicare itself in the last 5 years, Rob, the Part B premium that people have to pay for, we've seen that rise almost $50. So it doesn't seem like a lot, but for somebody on a fixed income, Rob, that is a lot of money. I mean, it's $600 a year. You know, they don't have a lot of things now that they're paying $150 a month for, right? And that Part B is one of them. And, you know, so I think the thing that's been really good to kind of counteract that is that the Part B premium has risen, but the private insurance plans have become more cost effective. And that's where we really come in, working with all the private insurance plans, Rob. We really help review people's options for them and just walk through, hey, this is what your prescription drug costs look like. This is what your doctor network, this is what the benefit structure looks like. And, you know, so if you're listening today and you haven't reviewed your plan in the last year or two, we really do want to encourage you to call.
Listen, I also want people to know, because we are what we like to call crunch time, open enrollment till December 7th. If you have a question right now and you have a chance to kind of not only digest all the great Thanksgiving food, but the whole thing that is Medicare, and you want some answers today that could lead you in the direction, and we hope to MediConnect, Lance would love to hear from you today. All of our phone lines are open right now. So we're going to let you, just like open enrollment, open talk, whatever on your mind, call us 866-391-1020. Don't forget, they have been meeting every Tuesday night. Tell them about that, man.
Yeah, so every Tuesday night we have our educational seminars. A lot of times these are focused more for people who are new to Medicare. And we've been seeing a lot of people now, Rob, not just aging in at maybe 65, but they're turning 64 and they want to get a head start on things. Or people that thought they might work another year or something like that, but because of COVID, now they're like, you know, I don't think I want to go through this another year. So if you're new to Medicare, or you've worked past the age of 65, but you're looking to now find out more, we want to encourage you to join us on Tuesday evenings at 6. It's at our office, very easy access, Rob, right off the Steubenville Pike, exit 60A. We do adhere to social distancing guidelines. We wear our masks. We limit it to 10 people. And we just really give that overview of how Medicare works. And what I mean by that is, what are the enrollment periods? When can you make decisions about your Medicare? And why that's important is, how do you avoid the penalties, right? How do you avoid the things that could come and actually stay with you the rest of your life? We talk about Part A and Part B and what that covers. What is Part C, and how are prescriptions covered? And then what are your private insurance options? So, Rob, anybody listening today, do want to encourage you to sign up for one of those. You can go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can click on the seminars tab and just click and sign up there. Also, we have a 24/7 webinar they can watch.
And Zooms on the porch, inside or out, hopefully inside. Going to get a little cold, some snow coming this week. Bottom line, you'll come to them too.
Yeah, and that's been actually a big question, Rob, is, you know, can I still get this taken care of with everything that's going on, as they seem to be restricting more and more? I mean, the state is still allowing face-to-face appointments. That's still a business that's a meaningful business. So we're able to meet with people in their homes. They can come to our office. But we do Zoom meetings with people. We're able to screen share. We do over the phone. As you know, we have the only call center in the region where we're able to help people process this right over the phone. So again, so many options for them to get questions. And there's been a lot of changes, Rob, this year. So, you know, max out of pockets changed, hospital coverage, prescription Part D, which we're going to talk a lot about here in a few minutes. And then one other thing I did want to mention, because we don't talk about it very often,
okay,
but we do ACA. The Affordable Care Act, Rob, people who are out there that, you know, maybe they don't have insurance now because they're going through a job transition or something, and they're for the first time like, I don't know how to navigate this. Well, the state of Pennsylvania created a new system this year called PENNY, and our agents are familiar with how that works, can walk through the process of helping them get that private insurance through the marketplace.
All right, listen, we're going to come back. We've got people, Gregory in Pittsburgh, Jim in Allison Park. If you have a question about Medicare, call us now, 866-391-1020, but I can't say it enough. Call them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Only place on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, where they've got them standing by live on Saturday during our show, right through the early part of the noon hour. So 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Live representatives available, MediConnect, MediConnectInsurance.com. Right now, they're there. Call them, 888-818-6334. Sign up for seminars. All seminars are at 6 p.m., 300 Bilmar Drive, Pittsburgh. Submit a website ticket to be contacted. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Select the Contact Us button. Welcome calls this morning to one and all. Many facets of private insurance coverage, everything we've discussed, premium, copays, you name it, we'll talk about it today. Network, HMO, PPO, emergency access, inpatient hospital. And right now with these numbers at 90,000, a lot of folks concerned because of the pandemic and hospital stays per day, per stay. Call us. Anything on your mind, he's willing to talk about it. 866-391-1020. Before we go to the phones, anything else, Lance?
No, you covered that well. You've done this before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, we're going to jump into Part D coverage in a little bit, but I'd be happy to take some calls.
All right, here we go, folks. Lance is ready to go to work. Let's say hi to Jim in Allison Park. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jim. My question is, the healthcare marketplace, I've been in that with UPMC. I've had UPMC for the last few years, and I know that it's pretty much stays the same every year because it's based on your income.
Correct.
However, I've been laid off since March. How do I project my income, which I have no idea what it's going to be for the upcoming year?
Thanks for the call, Jim. And that's actually one of the biggest questions we get because, Rob, I don't know how familiar you are with the marketplace, but you have to project your income. It doesn't go off of last year's income. It goes off of the income for that current year. So, Jim, I'm also on the marketplace, and I don't know exactly what I'm going to make. So what I would suggest to you, and our advisors can help you at the office too, kind of walking through this, but I would always project about $5,000 to $10,000 over what you think you're going to make, because with those tax credits, if you actually make more than you estimated, you have to pay them back at the end of the year. So we always do $5,000 to $10,000 more. But here's the other thing that people don't realize, Jim, is that say you go off of your income for the first 4 months and you say, hey, I'm laid off right now, I'm going to only make X. Well, if you get a job, you can actually go into the marketplace in May and you can update it for then and start paying a new premium that will hold to the rest of the year. So that's the two biggest pieces of advice I would give you, is overestimate, but then also update during the year once you get a better handle on your financial situation.
So in order to update it, like, how would I do that? Just go on that gov.com or whatever, healthcare.gov or whatever?
Well, they started Penny. Penny's the new system Pennsylvania's using for this year. And again, if you were to work with one of our agents, they would walk you through it. I mean, there's no cost to that. But yeah, you can go into Penny and you can just update it for the given month that you want to change. It'll change your tax credits and it'll update your premium.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim.
All right, good call. Let's go to another Jim in the North Hills. Hey, Jim, how are you? Welcome to News Radio KDKA.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
I have a quick question for you. I use the VA for all my primary care use, and I had UPMC for my supplement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, getting a renewal notice on changes, things like that, it seems like UPMC on out-of-pocket went up, you know, almost doubled, up to like $7,700.
Yeah.
And I looked at Aetna, and Aetna offers a lot more. Aetna offers, obviously, you know, two more hospital systems.
Correct.
And, you know, Allegheny Health System and Highmark. And they also offer, like, I don't know, $90 for the over-the-counter, mm-hmm. where, you know, UPMC was 50. But the big deal is they offer a give-back or a payback, whatever you want to call that.
Correct.
Back to your premium, that 100 and it was 144, but I understand it's going up to 156 or something this year.
So that that Part B premium is going up to 148.50 in January, okay. and the plan that you referenced does give a buyback of $40 for the coming year. You know, so it's definitely something that you want to investigate. We've gotten a ton of questions this year, Jim, and we do appreciate the call on that max out of pocket with UPMC, and only about 5% of people actually hit that, but it is something that you definitely want to be concerned with. But we've helped a lot of veterans this year make sure they get on a nice zero plan that can actually be a support to what they're doing through the VA. So, yeah.
All right, prescription costs. Let's talk prescription costs.
Yeah, so prescriptions is a really big thing, Rob, right? So when
believe
I'm sitting...
me, I know it now more than ever.
When I'm sitting down with a client, I walk through the process in three ways. The first one is prescriptions, because that's the one that can actually change dramatically what plan they should go with. And people don't really realize that. They're thinking, which one offers the best benefits? Well, the benefit package is obviously important. And what I mean by that is, like, what's my primary care? What's my specialist? What's my inpatient hospitalization? But that's not where I start, and that's not where we start. We usually start with the prescriptions, Rob. And there's two ways for people to get their prescriptions through Medicare. The first one is through what's called a standalone Part D plan.
Okay.
Normally, they'll get that when they have original Medicare or a Medigap plan, okay? And then the other way for them to get their prescription coverage is through a Medicare Advantage plan. So they have these two options. And again, Rob, we talk about this every now and again. 33 prescription plans to choose from, standalone. Almost 50 Medicare Advantage plans to choose from. And the thing that people need to realize related to that is every single one of those has their own formulary. They have their own tiering system. Now, sometimes within the same company, they share their formulary. But many times, what I mean by the formulary and tiering systems is the prescriptions are covered differently on each plan. So one of the things that's really important in what we do, Rob, is we help people to really look at their prescriptions. And they change every single year. You know, and this year specifically, Rob, with this Part D savings plan that was brought in by the administration for insulin coverage, that's been a huge change, because what it did is it was like, it will limit the amount that you can spend on insulin in a given month. It caps it at $35. And that holds even through the donut hole. And I know we've talked about the donut hole before, and you know, it's actually pretty complex, but we'll sit down with someone, we'll explain how the donut hole works, and we'll walk through that whole process. But really helping them understand, listen, you take these medications, this is what your monthly cost is going to be on plan A. On plan B, this is what it would
be.
You
can be that specific.
Yes, and I think that's the important thing, because it really does matter, right? Yeah. It matters exactly.
I want to know what's coming out of my pocket.
Right, and when it could change. Because again, for someone who goes into the donut hole, when do they hit that? Do they hit it in month 3? Do they hit it in month 6? They hit it in month 9? I mean, one of the things that we really provide as a benefit is we'll show them, and we'll even many times give them a screenshot of the information we're able to get and say, listen, this is what you can plan for, so you know exactly.
This is the real world that I live in now. Getting ready for that time in my life. And it's almost here, and I'm anticipating it and looking very joyful towards it. So I go get some eye medications for an irritation.
Mm-hmm.
One medication is $8 copay. The other, with a coupon, is $80.
Right.
So I'm in a situation where I'm blessed to be able to do it. Do I like paying it? No, but it is what it is. But if I were on a fixed income and I was retired, that $80 would have hurt me to where next time I would have tried to figure the eye situation out, unless it was dangerous, okay?
Right.
And I had to try to cure it without getting that prescription filled. That's how much of a difference that money means to me coming out of my pocket.
Right, and I can't tell you how many times we get calls from people saying, hey, I'm paying $200 a month just for my prescriptions. My plan's costing me $29 or $40 or $63, but my medications are costing me $200. Is there anything that I can do about that? And we're going to talk about some ways that we help people with that in the next segment. But definitely, if you haven't reviewed your prescriptions, and again, this is another mistake that people make, Rob, is that they don't realize that the formularies do change from year to year, too.
You need to call MediConnect now. Make an appointment. They're all there right now. Even if you have to leave the radio show, believe me, I would rather you make the call and get help while it's in your thought process. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Don't forget MediConnectInsurance.com. All their seminars, 6 p.m., 300 Biltmore Drive. Submit a website ticket to be contacted. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Select the Contact Us button. We're going to come back. And again, for those of you just joining us today, MediConnect, the Senior Zone, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Of course, you can find out more about them at MediConnectInsurance.com. Plug into their Facebook page where we stream this show every single week, and they show it throughout the week. So if you can't watch it today, you can revisit it throughout the week. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Live representatives, only place in the region. They're there now. Open enrollment underway, and they would love to help you. And you don't pay them. You don't pay them a cent for their help. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt, News Radio, KDKA. let me stress this, and Lance and I just had a really great conversation during the break. You know, a lot of things come and go in your life. One thing is for certain, no one's getting out of here alive. You're going to age, and if you live to be an older person, senior citizen, that's a blessing. But to have the right Medicare coverage and to know that and the peace of mind that MediConnect can give you, this is one thing you don't want to get wrong. And I'm holding up, as the Facebook audience can see, our script that we read on a regular basis during the show with all the ins and outs and things you need to know. You want to do this right. This is something that you're going to be left with. Your kids are going to grow. Your grandkids are going to grow. Spouses sadly come and go, pass away, what have you. But you need good coverage. Employers come and go. You retire. You need good Medicare.
That's why we love meeting with people when they're turning 64, Rob. We want to help them start off right from the very beginning, right? So we walk them through the initial process of getting the education that they need. And then from there, being able to give them those annual reviews and stuff, it's so important, you know, and we want to make sure that they're really able to get everything that they need, you know. So if you're listening today, again, new to Medicare, sign up for one of our seminars. If you're already on a Medicare Advantage plan this morning and you're trying to figure out, do I have the right or the best coverage for me? You know, and I think that's an important statement right there. Just because someone else has a plan doesn't mean it's the right plan for you. You got to have the best coverage for you. You can give us a call at 888-818-6334. One of our advisors, we have the whole team in the office this morning. They'll walk you through your plan options. And, you know, I'll reiterate this too, Rob. I said this a few years ago. I know sometimes, or a few weeks ago, sometimes people are really hesitant to have one of these appointments because they don't know what it's going to look like, right? And honestly, it's about 30 to 60 minutes, depending on the situation and walking through the education process. It's reviewing the plans, and then it's the client deciding. You know, we're really big believers in, hey, we'll put options in front of you, but it's your decision on what you want to do, you know? And I think that's important because people don't want to be sold, but they also want expert advice. And I think that's really what we offer and what we're able to do.
Listen, before we talk about more about this Part D coverage and all the other stuff that you need to know, different categories of drugs according to Medicare and penalty. That's a word that I remember him telling me many, many, many times that we've done this show over and over, but it was years ago, and I couldn't believe that people were actually getting penalized. So he's going to talk about that in a moment. But let's remind folks, call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Sign up for these seminars, but no cost to the people who call and get connected and part of the team at MediConnect. Let's stress that. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Medicare sets the reimbursement rates for this whole thing. They set the structure. We just work within the structure, and what that enables us to do is work with people at no cost, give them the advice that they need, and then, you know, the companies do compensate us directly, but it's not something that they have to worry about. Again, there's a lot of times I'll have people like, well, what do I owe you? And I'm like, you don't owe me anything. I mean, it's...
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for your time, for listening. This is the way it's set up, and it's a win-win for them. And, you know, I think that's really important because, again, as we talked at the beginning of the show with rising costs, you know, we want to make sure that they have the plan that is most cost-effective for them.
You realize, I'm like, this time next year, it'll be my time to shine.
I know. We've been having a debate at the office who you're going to sit down with and get your education from.
I can't be convinced.
Donuts? No, you're on a diet,
yeah,
right?
No, no. Florida would be nice.
There you go. All right. Let me get my pen and write some notes here.
Listen, 888-818-6334. Call them, and please don't miss out on all of the wonderful things they have to offer. Seminar, 6 p.m., 300 Billmore Drive. Submit a website ticket to be contacted. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and select the Contact Us button. We got about a segment and a half left. If you want to talk to him now, you can call us. We had some calls in the second segment. We'd love to hear from you. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. So let's get back to some other things, including more on prescriptions and Part D.
Yeah, so how do we help people with Part D coverage? Well, I think there's a number of things that we do that is incredibly helpful. So again, review is one. I don't want to beat that one too much, but, you know, with 50 different plans out there in a county for Medicare Advantage, with 33 different prescription drug plans out there, taking the time to review, because those plans don't stay static from year to year, Rob. the drugs that they cover, the tier that they cover them on. One of the misnomers that people have, or and you know, one of the things, the fallacies that they believe is, hey, my prescriptions were covered good last year, they're going to be covered good this year. That's not necessarily always true. You got to make sure that you're reviewing the coverage to make sure it's holding from year to year. So that's one thing. The other thing that's important, believe it or not, is the pharmacy that you're using with your plan, you know, and making sure that you're going to what is considered. So with every Medicare plan, whether it's an Advantage plan that's giving you your prescriptions or a standalone, there's three types of pharmacies. There's a standard pharmacy, which means they accept your prescription plan,
right,
but you don't get the best rate, right? You get the normal rate. Then there's a preferred pharmacy where they accept your prescription plan and they give you the best cost. And then there's actually some pharmacies that are out of network with some plans. So let me tell you a story. This just happened, I think, maybe 3 weeks or so. Met a guy in Mount Oliver. He was on a plan and he was paying $120 a month for his prescriptions. Okay. Sat down, put all of his prescriptions in, and we reviewed everything. And this is what we found, Rob. He actually was in the best plan for his prescriptions. So that was good. The problem was he was using a standard pharmacy. And you know what the difference was between his tier one drug at a preferred pharmacy and standard pharmacy? Preferred pharmacy, zero. Standard pharmacy, $15. $15. And he had seven medications. He was paying just about $120. So what we were able to do is we were able to educate him on what the preferred pharmacies were for that plan. He's like, well, I need to change that. Well, here's the other thing, Rob. He was in a zero premium plan. And if you're out there and you're not in a zero premium, they are definitely worth looking at. They've come a long way. But you know what this guy said? Hey, if I'm going to save $120 now on my prescriptions, literally go from paying $120 a month down to zero, he said, is there a plan that I can spend a little bit of money on that I can get more? We ended up getting him in a plan that was a little bit less than $50, same company because it was the best for his prescriptions.
He had some cash flow now.
He had $120 of cash flow, and now he's got even better benefits. He went from a per day hospital stay to a per stay.
See, that's why you have to have MediConnect. Because that would have probably never been able to be answered, especially if he was doing it on his own. He would have never even decided to ask that question because there was nobody there to answer it. But while you're there, he can ask it and get an immediate response.
Yeah, so for him, it was save money, add benefits, just needed to change from one pharmacy to another pharmacy. So that's one of the ways, beyond one, reviewing the plan and making sure you're in the one that covers your prescriptions the best, are you using the right pharmacy? The third one is, Rob, there are assistance programs out there. There's one through the federal government called Extra Help. Now, this one's based on your income level. And then there's another one that's provided by the state, and it's called PACE or PACENET, because there's actually two levels to it. Well, I've run into a lot of people this year who they were like, well, I don't qualify for that. Well, what they don't realize is PACE raised their income limits over the last 2 years, right? So they may have applied a couple years ago and got denied, but now that they've qualified, it limits what they can pay. So one of the things that we do is we walk them through that process. We would actually do the application for them with them right there at their house, where that could really help them save on their prescriptions.
All right, what are we going to do in the last segment?
Last segment, we're just going to talk a bit more about prescription coverage. There's a couple of other ways that people can save that we help with a lot. And then we're just going to talk about some things related to these last 10 days.
Last 10 days, open enrollment, Medicare. Call now, right now, if you have a question. 866-391-1020. Lance coming up with one more segment of MediConnect, the Senior Zone. And then we make way for the news at 10. I want everybody to also know you can reach them. They're there through the noon hour a little bit. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, going to be a busy final segment with Lance O'Brien. Let me remind you, they're there through most of the noon hour, 888-818-6334. He's headed back to the office after he is done here. Of course, Biltmore is where they're located, Biltmore Drive, Pittsburgh, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Don't forget, webinar information is there, and that information can be found, MediConnectInsurance.com. Submit a website ticket to be contacted and select the Contact Us button. Here's Catherine on News Radio KDKA. Hi, Catherine. How are you? Good morning.
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your question?
Yes.
What's your question?
Oh, I said something to some other man. I thought that was it. I have Aetna insurance, and I'm fairly healthy. I haven't been in a hospital or anything. I'm 93 years old, and I was just wondering, I get my prescriptions free at Giant Eagle. I only take three, and they're all free. Is there any change I should make?
I mean, obviously the best thing to do it would be to call the office, 888-818-6334. But to give you a quick answer, if you're just taking a few generics and you have Aetna and your doctors are in network and you're not paying anything, they did make a couple changes to a few of their plans that are adding additional benefits this year. So I wouldn't say it's necessary for you to make a change, but I think it would be important to maybe do a little review, and they could even do that over the phone for you.
What is that number again?
888-818-6334.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great day.
All right. Now, use me as the example. We were talking about this during the break because I'm going to get as much expertise and professional response while I have you guys in the studio during commercial breaks, because the clock is ticking for me in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, I know we were talking about it in the last break. You said you're going to be 65 next year, and you were like, should I keep my group coverage or should I go on Medicare? And that's actually a question we get all the time, Rob, because some people are like, I'm just going to work and I'm going to keep my group coverage. Some people are like, well, I heard Medicare isn't cost effective. Like, there's a lot of different outlooks on there. And I can tell you this, Rob, that group coverage is either really, really good or it's usually really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So when we sit down with someone, there's a couple things we look at. The first one is how much are you paying for your coverage every month? And a lot of people, they're getting paid twice a month, so the employer's taking an amount out every month, so every one of those checks. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, what's your deductible? And a lot of these plans, if you're paying maybe $100 a month for it or whatever, they have some significant deductibles on them, $2,500, $3,000, $5,000 even. And then what's your max out-of-pocket? If you had a really bad year, how much are you going to pay? And then what's your copay structure? And a lot of times when we sit down with people and we walk them through that, they're like, wow, I didn't realize that for this amount of money, I could get Medicare and have better coverage than what I have right now. So sometimes they do stay with their group coverage, but you have to look at it.
See, I have great coverage. I have Highmark, which I want to try to stay with when I get on Medicare. But I'm trying to help my employer out. Not that I'm, you know, a big ticket item, but look, they've been good to me. So I want to try to, you know, reciprocate by helping them out too. In the big picture, it won't matter. But hey, somebody young with children, you know, has many years before Medicare. Hey, if it can help them somehow, so be it. I've had my time. My kids are grown. I just want to make sure that I get what I need, especially how I've hesitated before in the past going to maybe the emergency room when I should have, or go see a doctor because I don't want to pay that copay. I don't want to have a situation to where I'm at home going, should I or shouldn't I? If I don't feel good, I want to go to the doctor.
You bring up two really good points. The first one is we actually have people who own companies come to our company and say, hey, I've got six or seven people that are Medicare age. Can we sit down together and can we look at, and we even do that with some of the municipalities, Rob. Can you sit down and look at it? And if I can save money and give them as good of or better benefits, and we're able to help them walk through that. So if you're a business owner out there with people that are on your group plan and they're Medicare eligible, we would love to kind of help you walk through that. And then the other thing is peace of mind. Think about it if you have a group plan, Rob, right? And you have a $5,000 deductible. Say that's what you have. And you could go to Medicare and you could have a plan that has no deductible on it whatsoever. So if you go to the hospital, then you know, hey, maybe this might cost me $300, but it's not going to cost me $3,000 or $5,000.
No. And listen, at my age, there's more a good chance that I'm going to need every ounce of help I can get, because more than likely, I'm going to be in the hospital, because that just comes with age. And to know that I won't have that big deductible staring me in the face, it gives you incentive, A, to stay healthy, but also gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people we sit down with who they're like, I'm just going to work. I know if I work, I don't have to take my Medicare. And we're like, you can definitely do that.
Well, here's the thing people need to understand. It's like Social Security. I used to always think about this in the past when I had a lot of success, a lot of things going on. You know, hey, I won't need that. Well, the older you get, it's kind of like you realize how smart your parents were. The bottom line is you've earned this. You right. deserve this. Take advantage of it, but get the most out of it by calling MediConnect and not paying them and getting that resource, knowing that you have peace of mind. And for people who need to save some money, It's essential, whether it's $25 a month, $150 a month, it's a good thing to call MediConnect at 888-818-6334.
Yeah, I mean, do an apples-to-apples comparison, right? We hear that all the time, you know, and the only way to do that is to put the cost of your group plan or the cost of Medicare right next to each other or, you know, moving back into the prescription space. Do an apples to apples. Look at what one plan offers against another plan, you know. And again, I know that people, you know, like you, card carrying member of Highmark, right, they like to stay there. Well, again, people with Highmark, they've brought out some new plans in the last couple of years that would be very, very intriguing to people who've had Highmark for years and they're maybe paying $200 a month. They don't need to be doing that.
Listen, anybody, I'm even sure the folks at Highmark, they want you to get the best coverage that gives you the best peace of mind. They're always going to be there. UPMCs will always be there, and we're grateful for the employment that they give to this region and all the bells and whistles. But it's up to you to be comfortable with what you have. This is one thing. It's about you.
It's funny because this isn't in my script anywhere, but I actually had a I had a financial planner from Sewickley call me not too long ago, about a couple months ago, and he was paying a significant amount on his plan. He'd had it for a number of years, in his 80s, right? And we walked through with him everything, and we came up with another option for him that was going to save him about $100 a month on his prescription plan and $200 on his Medigap plan. Well, he actually called Highmark, and he asked
them. Good for him.
He did, and he said, what do you think of this? And I give Highmark credit for this.
They're good people.
Guess what Highmark said?
What?
You should go do that because that is a good option for you.
That's what you love about these people that we talk about, that you deal with. They get it. They understand, because guess what? The clock's ticking on all of us. Right. And I don't care if you're the CEO, the chairman at Highmark, or it's you or I. Sooner or later, we're going to have these same questions answered to benefit us. And we want the best for your family, for my family, for everyone's family.
I think it's important. I think loyalty is something that's lost in our society today, to be honest with you. And I do think it's important to be loyal to companies that have treated you well and all that stuff. But I'm a big believer at the end of the day that you need to be loyal to yourself, right? You know, yes, they've been good, they've done that, but you know, and I think that's what basically they did in that situation is, this is what's best for this individual. And I so appreciate that, because that's really how we try to do things as a company.
Listen, many years ago, I was in the office at the top of that beautiful building in downtown Pittsburgh. So honored to be there with the person who was running Highmark at the time. I have been in the offices of many people running some of the big companies like U.S. Steel and others in this town. And the one common denominator, they all care about the people that work for them. And they all care about the community that they live in. And I can take that with me every day when I see the great city or I do a show like this. Everybody really does care about families, especially when it comes to their health, whether you're a retiree for their company or a friend, neighbor, anyone, somebody who's listening to the radio that I may never know. We all want the best coverage for you so you can be healthy and happy and be a part of your family.
And that's it. I mean, that's why we do this show. Yes, we're running a business. Yes, there's a business side to this. But there has to be. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that one of the things that really pushes our company is we want to make sure people do have the best coverage, that they get a thorough review, and that they have peace of mind that going into 2021, I'm in the best position that I can be in.
You're great at what you do. Keep it up.
Okay? Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
888-818-6334. 888-818-6334.